now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
You know, one of my favorite places in the world is Paris. So this week on the show, I thought, why not honor this marvelous city? A spectacular country with a rich swank, a romantic culture, epitomized in movies and music with a playlist of French music and French-inspired lounge songs. And here's Billie Holiday, April in Paris on the Cocktail Nation.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. Never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to charm of spring? Never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing. Never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What did you mean to? What have you done to my
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the summer, when it sizzles. Crazy about Paris in the winter, when it drizzles. I love Paris every moment, every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why, oh why do I love the year? I love she's everywhere, but she's really here.
Cocktail Nation and our French-inspired theme show this week, Mark Copeland and I Love Paris. Now, for some great articles about Paris and some wonderful movies to check out, head over to ultraswank.net website. Type in Paris into the search engine. There are a stack of fantastic articles, like one called Destination Paris by Online Eating, an article about films where even cast alongside screen legends like Audrey Hepburn and Marlon Brando, Paris was undoubtedly the star. One of my favourite films is April in Paris, starring Doris Day from 1952.
Yes, and the French have a word for what happens. L'amour. And it's l'amour the merrier when it happens to Doris Day and Ray Bolger, a couple of charming but alarming people who just can't see eye to eye in Manhattan, but end up dancing cheek to cheek in gay Paris. It's the season for it. And the reason for it? Paris, capital of the world with its moods and music, the Eiffel Tower, and an eyeful of gorgeous mamsels. And here's Doris as Dynamite Jackson, an American showgirl in Paris. But look out, mes amis, Dynamite's gonna explode.
I'm sick and tired of taking orders, and I'm not gonna finish my dinner. I'm not gonna go to my room either. In fact, I don't know what I'm gonna do. But take my advice, gentlemen. Hang on to your life preserves.
Ray's a dancing diplomat who thought love was unconstitutional. Until...
Say something.
What a builder. And here's the romantic rage of all Paris, Claude Dauphin. And 50 million French women agree that he's what love is all about.
Do you wish instead place yourself completely in the hands of a Frenchman with imagination, joie de vivre, and years of experience?
Don't stop me now! I'm chicken! I don't care what I did last.
One of the biggest stars to come out of France in the 50s and 60s was, of course, Brigitte Bardot. And she was scandalous.
Now, a Dominican priest said that you were setting a bad example because you were making life and love a joke. What was your reaction to that?
I thought he said that because I was married. He preferred that when I had lovers.
Well, you think he did?
Of course.
Scandalous yet intriguing, Brigitte Bardot.
That you live on several different levels. You know, your private life, your public life, your film life. And what? Just how do you want me to look at you? How should I look at you?
Mm-hmm. The job, the private life, and the public life.
Right.
Well... For me, it's nearly the same, because I am myself, really myself.
And after becoming a star following And God Created Women, made by her then-husband Roger Vadim, Miss Bardot became known as a French cinematic sex kitten who could rival Marilyn Monroe. She also was an acclaimed model and recorded pop songs.
Et c'est triste quand on pense à la saison du soleil et des chansons. Pourtant je sais bien l'année prochaine tout refleurira, nous reviendrons.
You know, there were so many great films set in Paris with Americans fascinated by Americans in Paris, such as Made in Paris from 1966.
Tired of that French drugstore cowboy approach?
Ted, listen to me. Ted, I love Paris, but I want to be with you.
And of course, Boeing, Boeing, with Jerry Lewis and Tony Curtis.
Bernard, where are you going?
To the river.
Oh, don't be so dramatic. Let your friend go instead. Come on. I am not going to stop being your fiancé over a bathtub.
Good.
You get rid of him, and we will talk about it. Right now, I must get ready for my flight. But don't wait up to see me off.
As Nelson Riddle says, c'est magnifique on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Now let us climb the steps up to Montmartre. Montmartre, this picturesque village of Paris. 2 o'clock in the morning, in one of the many nightclubs there, one couple is left, holding hands across the table.
www.cocktailnation.net.
Cocktail Nation, Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited, and Billet dans la Train, which translates as The Girl on the Train. Last week I mentioned that we were having some troubles with iTunes. Well, I'm pleased to say that it is all sorted out now. And it all began through my Podbean server with a little button that was meant to be ticked yes, which for some strange reason when they upgraded their website was changed to no. I wasn't too sure what was going on for weeks. Anyway, we finally figured it out. So it's all set up and we're back on iTunes again, which is great because it's one of the key places that people will search for lounge music and, of course, the Cocktail Nation. Now, one of the things that France is famous for, besides sometimes being rude to foreigners, is their strange concept of driving, particularly parking. One of the things that you'll notice there is that it seems they'll park anywhere. Double parking, blocking traffic, blocking the handicap ramps and sidewalks, and even tapping the bumpers of cars in order to really get in there nice and tightly. When you go to Paris, you'll definitely see this. A word of warning, though, be careful as you cross the street. Could be a little bit on the dangerous side. Now, when I was in Paris more recently, I saw one of the worst examples of road rage I've ever seen. I actually thought that maybe I was in a movie or something like that. I'd walked onto a set. I was walking back to my hotel room. I've been working at the French Open in Paris. And I saw a car pull up behind another car at the lights. Guy jumped out, starts screaming at this guy through his window. He walks back to his car, pulls out an umbrella, and begins to smash the glass. There's glass everywhere. There's blood everywhere. And I'm just standing there dumbfounded. The guy who's been attacked takes off very quickly. As soon as the lights turn green, I don't know why he didn't take off earlier. I'd be running that red light, I could tell you. Anyway, I got back to my hotel room. I'd taken down the number plates, of course. And I rang the police. But they couldn't understand a word I said. They didn't even make an attempt to understand it, so I just simply gave up. Is Billy May and the Poor People of Paris on the Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net. Thank you.
broadcasting from the Sydney penthouse, the Lounge Lothario, Coop Cooper.
On the left bank, Saint-Germain-des-Prés, many young existentialists sitting in the cafes with one cup of coffee and one croissant and talking of love. But they do not say, je vous aime or je t'adore. No. They say in a Parisian jive talk, ah, oh, ce qu'on est bien.
Cooper on the Cocktail Nation. The NSA just love reading his emails.
Donation, Coop Cooper, Cy Coleman, Parisian Women. He's a native New Yorker, born Seymour Kaufman. Played classical music at the Carnegie Hall and Town Hall as a child, but as an adult he heard the siren call of jazz and pop and theatre music and he never looked back. Now speaking of Parisian women, the first time I visited Paris, working at the French Open, when I was working on the pro tennis circuit, I noticed one very interesting thing about France as I was wandering around the tennis tournament, was that the most glamorous women in the whole wide world seemed to attend the French Open. It was literally a cavalcade of the most beautiful women you've ever seen. It seemed as if a model runway had been erected right in the middle of the French Open. It's reassuring to know that some things just don't change in Paris. Time for a look at the world of swank now, thanks to TikiDelights.com. Otto's Grotto, the first Wednesday of the month, 8 p.m. till midnight at Forbidden Island, Alameda. Big Band Tuesdays here in Sydney with the Basement Big Band and the Sirens Big Band alternating. Coming up in December, December 6th, the Hollywood Burlesque Festival. Tiki Cowboys, third Thursday throwdown at Tiki Terrace in Illinois. From November 6th, DJ Baz, Swanky, Jazzy, Tiki and Tropical Music at the Tropical Restaurant and Coral Seas Lounge in Palm Springs. And the Martini Kings are playing with a vintage Christmas with Martini Kings. This is over at the Mayflower Club. They've even got some vintage vendors there as well. And lots of great acts, burlesque and comedy, over at Victory Boulevard, North Hollywood, the Mayflower Club. This is coming up December 14. For these gigs and many, many more, check out our website, www.cocktailnation.net. And you can even submit an event if you'd like there as well. We'd love to hear from you. Here's Dickie Doo and the Don'ts and Vive l'amour, which translates as bright love in French.
Yeah. bougie bombée, la 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 la, la bougerie, la 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 la, bougie bombée, ba 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 bam, la la Colette, la 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 la, bougie bombou, la bougerie, la bougerou, la 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 la, bougie bombée, ba ba bam, bim bim bam bam, ba ba bim bim bam bam, la la la, bougie bonnette, la joue Paris, la la Colette.
This is the Cocktail Nation music.
Spell you cast, this is love on roses. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see love on.
Sydney Penthouse, the Lounge Lothario, Coop Cooper.
Mildred, he's at it again.
Music for your bachelor pad, the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with André Pop, musique mécanique or mechanical music. Now, one of the things that the French are famous for, which is kind of not kind of 100% right, is giving the finger. Now, how it came about was the Battle of Agincourt in 1415. The French were anticipating victory over the English. They proposed to cut off the middle finger of all captured English soldiers. And without that finger, they wouldn't be able to pluck their English longbow, which was known as plucking the yew, or pluck yew. Much to the bewilderment of the French, the English won the major upset and began mocking the French by waving their middle finger at the defeated French and saying, "See, we can still pluck yew." Since pluck yew is rather difficult to say, you can imagine where it went from there. There you go. And you thought you knew everything. A little bit of English and French history there for you on our French-inspired show with Clouseau now and Lunut, which translates as The Night on the Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net.
A new stereophonic sound spectacular.
Le soleil passe son bras par la fenêtre. Les chasseurs à ma porte comme les petits soldats qui veulent me prendre. Je ne veux pas travailler, je ne veux pas déjeuner, je veux seulement je fume. Déjà j'ai connu le parfum de l'amour. Un million de roses ne m'aimerait pas autant. Maintenant une seule fleur dans mes entourages me rend malade. Je ne veux pas travailler. Je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement oublier. Et puis je fume. Je ne suis pas fière de sa vie qui veut me tuer. C'est magnifique être sympathique, mais je ne le connais jamais. Je ne veux pas travailler. Non, je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement oublier. Et puis je fume. Je ne le connais jamais. Je ne veux pas travailler. Non, je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement oublier. Et puis je fume.
The Cocktail Nation.
Quel est ton par la zèle, le rat? Quel est ton par la zèle, le rat? Quand des papas, des matous, va là-bas!
Nous voilà là-bas, le rat, 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 le rat.
C'est pas la peine de vous donner du major et les graves. Je l'aurai, je l'aurai, je l'aurai, je l'aurai. Ça vous dira, je l'aurai. Pas d'éviter, regardez bien comment on court après un rat qui divine sur les toits. Pas besoin de balai pour prendre le rat, non pas de balai. Vous mettez des dés, donc je l'entraîne, entraîne, et très loin, très loin. C'est pas la première fois que je me bagarre avec un rat, non. Pas besoin d'aide, regardez donc, il y a pas d'autre moyen d'avoir le rat. Le maudit rat qui ronge dans mes provisions, mais je vous le dis, non, il y a pas d'autre moyen. Ça y est, non, il y a pas d'autre moyen d'avoir le rat. Le maudit rat qui rentre partout, tout comme un fou, comme un fou, non, il y a pas d'autre moyen, mais je vous le dis, pas tenimment. M'avait l'air de ne pas y croire beaucoup, vous n'en faites pas. Je voudrais vous montrer qu'il n'y a pas de paratam. Parce que je vous ai dit tout à l'heure, t'as malin, tiens, dira, il n'y a pas longtemps, tu faisais des bons. Tu ferais mieux d'abandonner, dis mon bonhomme, car moi je te vois par là-bas, par là-bas, partout, t'es pas malin. Défie-toi là-bas, dis défie-toi là-bas, quand tout si tu veux, dis mon rat, t'as oublié de le rat, mais oui, dis donc, t'as beau temps d'aller là, t'es perdu.
Dis le rat, il est parti là-bas. Dis le rat, il est parti là-bas.
Of course, we must not forget the Eiffel Tower. The top of the tower is also a famous rendezvous for young lovers who stand there where they can see all over Paris, so romantic and so close to heaven in more ways than one.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation Lounge Leader, Coop Cooper, Elmer Bernstein, Valencia. Next week on the show, we are going to be talking about a Bond exhibition which is coming to Melbourne. It's been in England and it's travelling around the world. It's all about designing Bond. We'll bring you that next week on the show. I'm going to leave you with Honoré René and Petite Fleur. Stay up. Au revoir. Thank you.